Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Welcome to, today.
This will be Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So
Tuesday.
Still on the World Wide Web there, www. Anyway, yesterday all over the social media platforms, they're still talking about that Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones.
They figured out that it got over $11 million in free advertising, like Starbucks did. And the funny thing is HBO insists that it wasn't even a Starbucks cup.
It didn't look like a Starbucks cup to me. It didn't.
They say it was a catering cup. Like, it was just from their catering.
But here's my question. You got all these producers and editors and everything. Mm-hmm. How did that make it? How didn't anybody see that?
But yeah, they said that all it would have taken is about 15 minutes worth of editing to get it out. Like, I'm wondering if they left it in there.
I think so.
Look at how much, like, they must have intentionally done that. Because
now people are going to watch the next episode to see what's left in there. Guaranteed.
Well, I mean, everybody, it's like that little Easter egg kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I guarantee that. And I bet you they do it. I bet you there's little things that they leave in there.
Ugh. Anyway, HBO did issue a statement on social media. They said, in response to inquiries from those who saw a Kraft Services coffee cup in Sunday night's episode, the latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys had ordered an herbal tea.
That's good.
Yeah, they even know they're making fun of it. And
which,
of course,
which one's
Starbucks
Daenerys?
Is he
Peter, the short little guy?
No, Daenerys is Khaleesi is okay. You know what?
I'm trying to figure the show out.
I know you are.
But have you watched any more episodes?
Yeah. I'm up to episode 3 now.
Wow.
Should I ruin episode 2?
Season 1, I think.
Season 1.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my butt off!
I miss him.
Oh, bees.
Anyway, a game between the Giants and Reds yesterday in Cincinnati was delayed by a swarm of bees. It was bad enough the umps pulled the players off the field while professionals tried to break up the swarm. Now, the delay lasted 18 minutes, so why did the bees show up at the Reds game?
No, not the bees! Not the bees!
Yes, Nick Cage, the bees. According to reports, this time of year, some hives swell in numbers and create swarms that go in search of new homes. And maybe the swarm got a little lost. But this is a true story. So I'm in Italy with my grandma.
Uh-huh.
There aren't too many golf courses.
Right.
But I went golfing. Okay, my grandma didn't go, but we went on this kind of religious tour. So
it's the game of golf.
So,
we are in Italy. Let's go for pizza. No, let's go for golf. We can golf back home, but let's golf here.
Don't laugh. Molinari's a pretty good golfer. Anyways, So we go out onto the course, and the guy, and it was actually right around this time of the year too. Guy tells me, he says, "Listen, we're going to have a swarm of bees probably come up on us." At this time of year. No, serious. And he said, in his broken English, and he said, when they come, you hit the ground. I was like, what?
When they come, you hit the ground.
You hit the ground. No, he goes, you hit the ground. He goes, serious, hit the ground.
You watch it, Giuseppe. No, Giuseppe hit the ground. You hit the ground.
He said, you hit the ground, and they fly over. I was like, okay. So I said, and you could hear them. I'm ready to tee off on, like, I don't know, the sixth hole.
As you're teeing off.
I hear, like, it's like a jet engine. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, like, yeah. So he goes, hit the ground. So I hit the ground, and I cover up, and they fly over us, and they're gone. That's not even a joke. And to this day, I've never been stung by a bee. Serious. I thought it was in a 1980s horror movie. And I was like, whoa, hit the ground.
Hit the ground. Did you see that, Giuseppe? Giuseppe hit the ground. What did I tell you? You hit the ground.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, it's National Nurses Week.
Yeah, so. I'll tell you what, I've been dealing with a lot of nurses lately. My parents, obviously, as you know, have been in and out of the hospital for seems like forever. Healthcare nurses, like the home care nurses that come to your house, unbelievable. Right. They bath your, you know, bath my mom, taking care of her, which takes the burden off of the family, in particular my dad, who's not in the best of health.
Yeah.
But even though nurses at the hospital, or especially the nurses at the hospital, I mean, let's face it, they come to a place where it's a dump. Till you actually go into the healthcare system, you don't realize how neglected our healthcare system is. The hospitals that we have in this city are a dump. They're dumps. They're dumps.
Well, they need work. Yeah.
They need a lot of work.
That's why they're constantly raising funds.
So these nurses come into these hospitals. Hmm. They're not exactly the brightest and the nicest surroundings to work in. You're around sick people.
Yeah.
You got to go out and move your car or plug your meter every couple. No, seriously.
I know.
And these people.
No, and you're around families that are in the most stressful time of their life, and they take that out on you.
100% right. It's like the worst customer service you could ever, like, you know, in terms of the situation.
Of course.
And you got to do it with a smile on your face, and you got to do it with patience. Mm-hmm. And I have the utmost respect for nurses. I can't even tell you how much. It's unbelievable what they do.
We actually, when my dad was in the hospital, and unfortunately he passed away, but when he was there, we got to know a lot of the nursing staff really well. And they helped us through, not even me, but like, yeah, no, they did. They helped us all through these really, really tough situations.
Well, Pat's one of them. I know
Pat
well.
Is just like, I haven't seen Pat since, but she's always in my mind.
She just went to Volbeat and Godsmack.
Did she?
Yeah, she loved
it. Like, and even our family's mind, like she is always thought of, and she will always be held in high regard just because we had that personal touch. And I know Dad did too, right? So I'm just, they have that influence on you when you're in there. And seriously, the amount of, they don't let the stress show.
Well, no, they get a smidgen of what a doctor gets.
Yeah.
And they do all the work.
Yeah, I know.
They do all the work. So National Nurses Week. I mean, if you know a nurse, buy her a coffee or something. Yeah. She deserves it.
And they have to.
He deserves it.
They have to wipe poopy bums.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
but they do it.
Special people have to sign up to do that job.
And they have to put in catheters. Take out catheters?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, I was caught in the lineup at a drive-thru this morning. Mm-hmm. Can I just clarify, and I need to do this every 6 months. If you're getting more than a coffee and one food item, go inside. Just don't. And there's no reason for you to get an ice cap at 4:30 in the morning.
Give me a break. Yeah.
You're just holding the line up.
It's coffee and maybe a donut. Yeah. It's In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Maybe a breakfast sandwich or something.
Yeah.
And get out of there.
Yeah. Don't order for the whole office.
And if you are,
go inside.
Go inside. That's all I'm asking.
It's fine. Hey, so the internet is big for various different things, but all these internet challenges. Okay.
Thanks, tips.
Okay. Anyway,
yes, internet.
Now this is kind of like the pimple popping videos that used to be going around. You know.
Ugh.
I know. Can we stop with these? The latest trend is you get your Crocs.
Your Crocs.
Yeah, okay. You get your Crocs. You spray the inside with shaving cream.
Uh-huh.
You stick your foot in, and it looks like the shaving cream's like cheese coming out of the grater, right? Like popping out of the holes. That's what it's the Croc shaving cream foot challenge.
Two things about this.
Yeah.
You're right. That's ridiculous.
It is stupid.
Secondly,
there's no good audio or anything to it.
If you own Crocs and you are over the age of 13.
Yeah.
You have officially given up on life.
I know. I saw a guy, no offense, and I don't like to judge, but I do judge. I saw a guy, I'm not kidding you. He's in a nice polo shirt,
right. Nice
kahakis, as you like to say.
Yeah, the kahakis.
In church with his green, not even.
They didn't even match.
Not even like a neutral color. A green Crocs in
church.
Were
they bright green? Or were they like a forest green?
They were like a forest green.
You know, he was going with an earth tones. You know, he's going for the earth tones. He's got the kahaki brown.
Now, I know apparently Jesus wore sandals too.
Even like Jesus would not wear Crocs.
He'd be like, they'd be like, Jesus, go walk on water. And he'd be like, not in these Crocs, I'm not. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I have a reputation to uphold.
So stop it with the challenges.
Yeah.
But more importantly, stop it with the Crocs.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I was at my sister's there the other day, and I was going to bring this topic up earlier, but this happened a few days ago. So her son Carson is, you know, he's growing up, teenage kid.
Sure.
And he wanted, you know, he needed to need a fart.
Yeah.
And she told him to go blow his steam off somewhere else.
Blow his steam off.
So I thought that was funny. That was a funny way to say fart.
Yeah, yeah.
If fart was kind of a bad, I don't know why fart was a bad word in our. That's why I'm kind of even scared to say it. Yeah. But like my grandpa, this was never funny, but he would always say somebody stepped on a spider. Which I never found
spider.
Funny. Yeah,
don't make that sound.
I know.
I've heard step on a duck.
I've heard a duck, but yeah. So
that's
what?
That's my big thing
yours?
Around the houses.
Yeah.
Where'd that duck come from? All the time I'll be like, hey, who let the duck in the house?
No, in this control room as your work wife, you always say, did you fart? And I say no, and you go, I did. That's right, I did.
I have done that. Or I will also do the, do you hear that? No, what? Okay, good.
I know this is a real riveting topic on a Tuesday, but what words do you use or terminology do you use instead of farting?
Right, yeah.
Because fart, like...
There's some real solid words. There are good ones,
step on a duck. But my grandpa, like I said, you say step on a spider.
I never found that
funny either.
No.
He's from the old country, though. I don't know. Maybe had bigger spiders. I don't know.
Maybe their spiders were ducks.
Maybe.
In Russia, spider is duck.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
When ashes fall,
legends rise.
Thank you very much. Godsmack. Good day.
Now, they don't rise that high when you're only 5'6", 145 pounds. But
he's a tiny feller.
Yeah, but he can drum, man.
And, you know, sing.
Yeah.
He actually, everybody's talking about it. Denise in the back.
Yeah.
One of our coworkers, she was talking about how Godsmack was good, but she said Volbeat was amazing. And it's funny, all the pictures and videos I see are just of Godsmack. I don't really see much.
See much, but I'll tell you what, that's a spring show. We got some good summer shows coming too.
Yeah.
We can't wait to present those for you too.
Yeah, we can't wait to get you some more information about those. But looking forward to summer. A lot of people call me an idiot for putting my patio furniture out. And yeah, sure, it might have snowed a couple times since I put the patio furniture out. But I'm happy I did. Yeah. Because eventually that warm weather is going to come around. And my favorite summer activity is doing nothing. And by doing nothing, I mean doing nothing outdoors. So I take my doing nothing indoors.
Mm.
And I move it out to my deck. And I sit there and do nothing. And watch baseball games and drink
That's
beer.
Good, though, to sit and watch baseball games.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Sit in a hot tub and watch some sporting activities.
Yeah.
What I'm most looking forward to is my son's continued recruitment tour. Like he's going to different schools to pick out universities.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to going down to the United States. Actually, I'm taking him myself. He's going down to Wisconsin and stuff.
Uh-huh. Wisconsin.
Yeah. And I'm taking him down to North Dakota and South Dakota in July. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
North and South Dakota?
Yeah, both.
That's a busy, busy time. How are you going to hit both Dakotas?
Well, we're doing it. Don't worry. No, yeah, shut up.
Very concerned for you.
I remember my first summer trip into the Dakotas. I crossed the line and all these cars are passing me. I'm like, why? Is there something wrong with my car? But I slowed down to 55 kilometers
Come
an hour.
Come on, you dummy.
I didn't know miles.
You're just like, geez, they really take their road safety seriously.
No wonder Sammy Hagar wrote that damn song. I can't drive it either.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The weather's okay. It's not spectacular. Like, spring's slow to come around. So it's kind of still got me itching for, like, those warm summer days.
Like, this weekend, sunny in mid to high teens.
Okay, so that's okay. But, it's been 9, 10. It's not terrible, but it's still slow coming around. That's kind of the sentiment around town, too. Mm. Asking you what your favorite thing you're looking forward to this summer is.
Yeah.
Justin Wagner on our Facebook page, for it to end. Thanks for being a buzzkill, Justin. Brittany Marie Lewis says, getting my cast off. Not sure what happened, but yeah, that would
having a cast in summer would suck.
That and being pregnant in summer, not good. Not good.
I felt bad for Callie last year because she was very pregnant right in the heart of summer.
Mm-hmm. Jameson Hawk on her Facebook page, waking up and it's already hot outside.
Mm.
That's true. And Lois says, warm weather and gardening.
Yeah, I'm not a gardener.
One thing I do like, though, find it very therapeutic, is cutting the grass.
You like that?
Yeah, I like going, I like doing my old north and south, and then I do east and west.
Well, so I have good news for you.
Yeah?
You can cut my grass
for free. I won't even charge
That's the thing I miss the most about living in my condo. Uh-huh. The damn condo people.
You come on by.
Cutting the grass.
You come on by and you cut my grass. I even have a lawnmower sitting there for you if
there's,
you want.
Okay, I'll do it. There's nothing better than the smell of fresh cut grass.
How do you feel about the smell of fresh cut dog crap?
That's what I'm saying. You pick it up and I'll cut the grass.
There's nothing worse than thinking you got it all and then you hit a stray lawn cigar and you're just like, oh no.
And it just in the. and you know you gotta pick it up.
And you know you hit it too because it's got a different feel to it. Like the lawnmower will just kind of. It's just a thing. And you know you do it and it's just like, I didn't.
And the best is when you're shaking the lawn bag out into the garbage bag and you don't get it all out and you reach in and you grab the lawn cigar.
Yeah, no, I don't bag my grass.
Oh.
No.
You're lazy.
No, I give it back to the environment.
What a lazy hippie.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah. You know, maybe you like Back in Black by AC/DC on The Wolf. Maybe you like hearing that. That's what the music survey is about. Go there and tell us what you like, what you don't like. You could win $1,000 from Leon's Furniture Regina. So, Ballsy, real quick, here are some songs. You tell me you like them or not. Now, these songs are not on the music survey for good reason, but Ballsy, tell me, what do you think?
Oh, thumbs up.
Yeah.
Give me the music.
See, I'm a fan of C. I don't like C, though. So I'm a fan of the first C, but the second C and C and C Music Factory.
What do you got against the second C?
I don't like him. Seems smug.
I like this part.
Yeah. Give me the music.
Everybody
dance now. Not just one person.
Okay, next one.
That's rather demanding, but okay.
Oh, my aching, breaking heart. I just don't think you'd understand. Yeah, I'd go with this one. Thumbs up.
I'm a bigger fan of his daughter, Ryan Miley Cyrus.
I like this song.
But, that's a good one. And this one?
No.
You don't like Fish Heads?
No.
Barnes of Barnes? No?
No. No. Yeah. Get rid of that.
Reminds me of Fromage on Much Music back in the day. They used to always show this video.
This sounds like a top hit on another station.
Well, no. It's a top hit right here. So sing along. Oh my goodness, this crap was like,
where's the
feature?
Shotgun?
Oh yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Trainwreck 1979. They call them DFA.
Death from above?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what meteors are? Death from above?
They sure are, and that, my friends, is one hell of a segment.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've listened to you.
We were just going to talk about
movies. I know, and I never even knew that.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And to think you didn't know that. That is our chemistry. That is
you
what
and
we
I
are
like Curry and Gretzky, like Oates and Hall. Like,
he knew. NASA is warning Earthlings that we are likely going to die from meteors.
We're not.
Well, they say meteors pose a major threat to our planet. And they're already testing out ways to defend against them. Other than, of course, Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck.
No, Randy Quaid and Will Smith.
That's aliens. That's not. That's
I don't
not
care.
Meteors.
Well, what do you think's on the back end of meteors? Aliens. They ride them in. That's like their armor, their shield. They come in.
I love your theory.
That's serious.
Yeah.
We don't need scientists. We have Ballsy.
Can you take off the tinfoil for just long enough to finish this one?
So how are we gonna die?
They say a relatively small meteor contained more than 30 times the energy of an atomic bomb. So. That's probably bad if that hits us.
Yeah.
So they are talking about things as like putting explosives in them, like our Armageddon style, or even just flying an aircraft into them. So you know what? Maybe you're right. Randy Quaid is the kind of guy to get on board here.
I'll tell you what's going to kill you first before all you people worry about meteors. The pudding that you're jamming in your mouth
is going to kill you.
And go hop on that motorcycle and try driving down Albert Street. Tell me that doesn't kill you first.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.